You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, it's really been about, just a series. We produced a series of free video tutorials that people can access just to talk them through those basic things about checking their oil, checking their, brakes, power steering fluid, things like those under-bonnet consumables, but also things like tyres, making sure that they've got the right sort of tyre for their car. It's inflated at the right pressure, and most importantly, that there's no damage and it's got the right amount of tyre tread on it.
So what are the findings in the research that have led to this campaign?
Well, it's pretty interesting. When you look at, the number of crashes, and quite often we look at crash statistics, obviously it's trying to break them down into, what's been a contributing factor. And from the stats we've had from the Ministry of Transport, is that at least 1 in 10 fatal crashes are attributed to vehicle factors. So that means somebody's broken down or there's been something mechanically wrong with the car. So even though it's a relatively small number, I think when it looks at road safety, we've got to try and look at these other issues, not just, the main ones that people are aware of. And quite often things like vehicle maintenance are the sorts of things that just slip under the radar. So we're really trying to address road safety from every single possible angle, and certainly making sure that your vehicle's fit for the road is one of the major ones.
How likely is it if, your tyre isn't inflated to the proper amount, how likely is it that that's going to affect your driving?
Well, it's going to have an impact on it, whether it's overinflated or underinflated. And that's why, as we've often said to people, the tyre contact patch is the only thing that's actually physical contact with the road. So it really, everything that you do behind the wheel, really no matter what type of car it is, if the tyres aren't up to spec, then basically you're going to have an issue. And that could increase your stopping distance. It could increase or decrease your cornering capability, I should say. And of course, you're going to be stripping off literally thousands of kilometres worth of tyre life, and hundreds of dollars just by not having your tyres inflated at the right pressure. So there's a few reasons to do it, and I guess that's one of those areas that people need to start to increase their awareness of.
Why do you think people don't have this knowledge, or don't go out of their way to kind of learn this sort of thing? Because it's basic checks checking your oil or checking the water or checking the tyres, for example. Why don't we know how to do this?
It's a really good question, and it's one we've sort of pondered over the length of putting this campaign together. And I think sometimes modern motor cars have become very, very reliable pieces of equipment. And generally, as long as there's fuel in the tank and the battery's working, the thing will start every time. And I think sometimes that reliability that we've got now can sometimes lead to a bit of complacency, where people just don't bother to look for the early warning signs or look for ways to feel for the car, what the car is actually trying to say to them. So I think there's a fair amount of complacency there. We've just become very conditioned to cars starting all the time and doing what they should do. And then I also think, too, we just don't spend enough time looking at those things throughout a whole licensing process. And I think if you look at, compared to aviation or other things where checks are a mandatory thing, I just don't think we spend enough time with people educating them on that when it comes to their safety on the road. And unfortunately, if the car breaks down at all, it's going to be obviously very inconvenient, but it could also, really strand you in a place that is potentially very dangerous.
You mean physically on the road, for example?
Yeah, if you were to potentially break down on a freeway or on a major road, there's been a number of incidents that continue to happen right around the world where other motorists literally drive into a parked or stationary vehicle by the side of the road because they either haven't seen it or they, for whatever reason, have been distracted, and there's been a number of fatalities that occur because, unfortunately, people have been stranded by the side of the road and found themselves at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Mm. Do you think, given that the study is focused on younger drivers or drivers under 25 years, do you think there's a correlation between that group of people and people, young people these days, who just simply choose not to drive?
It's an interesting thing as the demographic things have changed, and clearly things like social media have provided a different way for people to connect, whereas previously the cars were your only form of social interaction, or the only way you could get to your friend's house, whereas nowadays you know, people can, you know, can use social media. And there was a little bit of a decline in the number of people that were actually going for driver's licenses, but that seems to have been relatively short-lived, and people are now starting to sort of get back onto, to, you know, looking at mobility as a key way of their social interaction. But I think when we try and look at, I guess, the reasons why people do certain things, I think for a young driver age group, there's a lot to sort of take in at that point. And I think we tend to, as a society, tend to jam in a heap of information in a relatively short period of time. And I think we've probably got to look now at how do we expand that learning process. And that's why things like the Check It campaign now are really important, because it is another way outside of the licensing system to provide better education.
And what is it exactly about safety checks that we need to know? What are the basics?
Well, the main things, I guess, are the moment you pop the bonnet, check your things like to make sure there's enough oil in the car, to make sure that the brake and power steering fluids are at the right levels, making sure that all your lights are actually working, so indicators and brake lights and all that sort of stuff, checking your coolant level, and then, as I mentioned before, checking that your tyres are inflated properly, that there's no sign of damage, and that they're all in good condition. And of course, when we talk about tyres, it also means not just the four that are on the corners, but it's also the one that's in the boot. To check that spare and make sure that it's up to the pressure it should be as well. And that obviously the things like the jack and everything, if you're going to need to change the tyres, all there as well. You don't want to be finding that out the wrong way if you're stranded on the side of the road somewhere.
All right. Well, how can people find these videos?
Well, it's really easy to access the videos. All you've got to do is basically go onto the Supercheap Auto website, and there'll be an icon there for the Check It campaign, and you can just literally log on there or click on that icon, and it'll take you straight to the videos. We've basically just stepped everyone through. It's a really simple how-to guide. And again, it's just, again, we want to try and show people that, hey, it's not very difficult. It's nothing to be scared of. And it's a sort of check that everyone can do on a regular basis.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.